I want to start with a paradox. We live in a world where the companies doing the most important, you know, heavy lifting work are often the ones completely invisible to the average person.
Right.
They're the plumbing of the global economy. But the problem with being the plumbing is that nobody notices you until a pipe bursts.
Or until you try to explain to someone at a dinner party what you actually do for a living.
That is the struggle we are looking at today. We have a stack of reports here on a company called Antworks. They are absolute titans in the back end processing data for insurance giants, banks, healthcare.
And I have a communication problem.
Exactly. Their work is complex, it's technical, and frankly, it's hard to make sexy.
Because intelligent document processing doesn't exactly scream viral content.
It does not. Mm-hmm. But that's where our second player enters the arena. We're pairing Antworks with a tool called Auto Content API. This isn't just another ChatGPT wrapper.
No, not at all.
The documentation describes it as an industrial engine for media creation. The premise for this deep dive is simple. Can a machine that builds content save a machine that processes data?
It's a classic case of back-end meeting front-end. You have Antworks, which mines the ore, the raw data trapped in all that paperwork.
Right.
And then you have Auto Content API, which theoretically acts as the refinery, turning that ore into something you can actually sell or, you know, consume.
So let's start with the ore. I was looking through the Antworks file, and I kept seeing this term, unstructured data. I feel like that's a buzzword we just kind of gloss over. What does it actually mean in this context?
Think about an Excel spreadsheet. That's structured. Rows, columns, predictable. Computers love that.
Okay.
Now think about a handwritten note on a crumpled invoice, or a medical form where the doctor wrote outside the box, or a photo of a receipt. That is unstructured. It's messy.
And the sources say Antworks uses a platform called CMR Plus to handle this.
Correct. Most legacy systems use basic OCR optical character recognition. And OCR, well, it reads the letters, but it doesn't understand the context.
So it sees the words, but not the meaning.
Precisely. If you feed standard OCR a complex table, it usually spits out garbage. Antworks claims CMR Plus uses fractal science and AI to actually understand the layout. It doesn't just read the text, it reconstructs the data.
Which explains their client list. Insurance carriers, reinsurers, healthcare. I mean, industries that basically run on paper.
Or digital images of paper, which are just as bad, sometimes worse.
The stats and the source material are pretty aggressive. They claim an 8x increase in workforce productivity and a 30% reduction in operational expenses. I have to ask, are those numbers real or is that just marketing fluff?
Well, there's a specific case study mentioned about Scoot, the airline. Antworks apparently reduced their invoice handling time by 33%. That's a hard metric.
A third. Wow.
Yeah. When you are processing tens of thousands of invoices, cutting a third of the time isn't just efficiency. It's massive cost savings.
Okay, so the tech works. They're saving companies millions on the back end. But here's the disconnect. If you go to sell this solution, you run into a wall. How do you explain fractal science and unstructured data ingestion to a CEO who just wants to know why his profit margins are down?
That is the bottleneck. I mean, the engineering is moving at the speed of light, but the storytelling is stuck in the mud. They're likely relying on, you know, white papers and dense technical manuals to sell a really dynamic product.
Enter the Auto Content API. Now, I've played with plenty of AI tools. Usually you type a prompt, you get a paragraph. How is this different?
The difference is in the architecture. It isn't designed for a user to chat with. It's an API and application programming interface. So it's meant to be integrated into code. It takes a payload, like a URL, a PDF, or raw text, and programmatically generates media assets.
So it's headless.
Essentially. It positions itself as a notebook LM API alternative for the enterprise. You don't have a human sitting there tweaking the script. You feed it the raw data, and it returns a broadcast quality audio file, a video, or a slide deck.
The source material mentions three levers of growth here: hyperscalability, radical efficiency, and omnichannel ubiquity. That sounds like a lot of consultants speak. Translate that for me.
It's actually quite practical.
Okay.
So hyperscalability means moving from, say, a weekly blog post to hourly updates across different formats.
Okay.
Radical efficiency is about unit economics, dropping the cost of an asset from maybe $500 to 50 cents.
Mm.
And omnichannel just means the API spits out the right format for the right platform, vertical for TikTok, audio for Spotify, text for LinkedIn, all from one source.
Okay, let's apply this. We're the CMO of Antworks. We have this incredible CMR Plus platform, but it's hard to explain. How do we use this API to fix that?
Strategy A would be what I call the faceless video offensive. Antworks sells low-code solutions. They want people to know their platform is easy to use, you know, drag and drop,
But reading about drag and drop is boring. So boring.
It is lethal to attention spans. You need to show it. So Antworks could use the AutoContent API's Video Create Shorts endpoint. They take their existing case studies, let's take that Mercer example from the files, and programmatically generate vertical videos.
Walk me through the mechanics here. They aren't thinging anything.
No cameras, no crew. They feed the text of the case study into the API. The API then selects stock footage or uses UI screenshots. It overlays an AI avatar, generates a script, synthesizes the voice, and syncs the lips.
And the cost for something like that?
The pricing model lists it at around 400 credits for a short video. That's roughly 4 euros.
4 euros. Compare that to a traditional agency.
I mean, you wouldn't even get a meeting with an agency for 4 euros.
Yeah.
A traditional explainer video sits in the $3,000 to $10,000 range. Easy.
So for the price of one agency video, Antworks could generate, what, 2,000 variations, testing different angles, different avatars, different scripts?
That is where the hyperscalability comes in. They can A-B test their messaging at a volume that was, until now, completely impossible. They can find out if efficiency resonates better than cost savings by simply running both and seeing who clicks.
There's another application here that I think is even stickier. Support. Antworks is a technical platform. Users have to configure things.
And nobody reads the manual.
Never.
This is what I'd call the explainer loop. Antworks has a documentation library. Hundreds of pages on how to configure document types, for instance.
Right.
They can point the AutoContent API, those URLs. The API crawls the documentation and auto-generates 60-second how-to video tutorials.
So instead of reading step 1 through step 10, I just watch a minute-long clip.
Exactly. And from a business perspective, this drives two things. First, SEO dwell time. Google loves it when people stay on your page to watch a video. Second, it deflects support tickets. If the user solves the problem by watching the video, they don't email the help desk.
Which saves money on the support side. It's interesting how this sort of blurs the line between marketing and operations.
Well, in a digital-first company, that line should be blurry. But there's a bigger challenge for Antworks. We talked about external noise, but what about internal noise?
Right. The sources say they operate in 52 countries. They have partnerships with massive ecosystems like Pega. I imagine just keeping every sales rep, every partner up to date is a nightmare.
It is the silent killer of global enterprises.
Yeah.
You launch a new feature for the Gen AI toolkit, and half your sales team doesn't even know it exists because they deleted the email announcement.
I'm guilty of that. If it's a long PDF attached to an email, I'm probably not opening it until I absolutely have to.
That's human nature. So Strategy B is the private podcast. AutoContent API allows for the creation of internal secure audio feeds.
So the sales rep in London, instead of reading a 50-page PDF, gets a 10-minute audio summary synced to their phone for the commute.
Precisely. It turns dead time into training time. And the API can ingest those technical release notes and synthesize them into a conversational format, much like what we're doing now, actually.
Now, the sources mention voice cloning. This is where I get a little skeptical. It sounds cool, but is it actually usable in a corporate setting? Or does it sound like a robot trying to steal your soul?
The quality has improved drastically in the last 18 months.
Mm-hmm.
The CEO paradox is a real issue. Leadership wants to communicate, but they lack the time. With voice cloning, the Antworks CEO could record a 30-second sample once.
And then what?
Then the marketing team can script weekly updates, market thoughts, or IDP industry analysis, and generate the audio in the CEO's voice.
But you have to be careful there. I mean, if the AI hallucinates or says something legally compromising in the CEO's voice, that's a disaster.
That is the primary risk, for sure. However, because the API is generating content based on provided source text, the internal reports, it's constrained, it's not improvising, it's reading. But yes, you would absolutely need a human in the loop to review the audio before hitting publish.
Still, the leverage is undeniable. The CEO can speak to 500 employees every Monday morning without ever stepping into a recording booth.
It builds culture at scale.
Let's widen the lens. You mentioned 52 countries. That means languages. US, Spain, Russia, China, India.
The language barrier is usually where content strategies die. You make a great video in English, but it's useless to your potential client in Tokyo.
And dubbing is expensive, and often not great.
Extremely. But AutoContent API supports over 50 languages. So Strategy C is global domination via localization.
I love how ominous that sounds.
It's aggressive, but it's necessary. Antworks takes that English case study video we just talked about. They feed it back into the API. The system transcribes it, translates the script, and then resynthesizes the audio into Spanish, German, or Japanese.
Does it resync the lips of the avatar?
Some of the more advanced models do, yes. But even just having the native audio and subtitles expands the reach instantly.
So overnight, your total addressable market expands by a factor of 5 or 10.
Without hiring a single local content manager in every region, it allows Antworks to appear native in markets where they might only have a satellite office. It projects size and stability.
I want to pivot to the final strategy here. We've talked about creating content from what Antworks already knows. But the market moves so fast, Antworks is in the 2024 Gartner IDP Market Guide. To stay there, they need to be ahead of the curve.
This is where the deep research endpoint comes in. Most content tools just rewrite what you give them. The sources say this API has agents that can browse the live web.
So it's doing active reconnaissance.
Exactly. It cross-references claims against reputable sources, financial news, regulatory updates, SEC filings.
I can see a tactic here. Let's call it newsjacking.
Explain.
Okay. Say a new data privacy regulation drops in the EU. Usually a company like Antworks would need 2 weeks to form a committee, draft a response, get legal approval, and publish a blog post.
By which time the news cycle has moved on and nobody cares.
Exactly. But with this API, they could set up a recurring research task.
Yeah.
The moment that regulation hits the wire, the API generates a briefing.
And theoretically, it could auto-draft a script explaining how Antworks CMR Plus platform helps clients comply with that specific new rule.
Within minutes, they could have a reaction video up on LinkedIn while their competitors are still scheduling the kickoff meeting.
That speed establishes authority. It positions them not just as a vendor, but as a strategic partner who's watching the horizon for their clients.
It's a shift from reactive to proactive, but I want to circle back to something you said earlier, the automated enterprise.
Yes.
It feels like we are looking at two halves of a whole. Antworks automates the input taking the mess of the real world and turning it into data.
Mm-hmm.
Auto Content automates the output taking that data and turning it into communication.
It closes the loop. If you only have one, you have a bottleneck. If you have both, you have flow.
I want to leave our listeners with a scenario. We've been talking about marketing this whole time, but imagine the product itself. Imagine a messy pile of handwritten invoices comes into Antworks from a client. CMR Plus processes it, extracts the spending data, categorizes it.
Standard IDP work.
Yeah. But then, instead of just dumping it into a database, the system triggers the Auto Content API. It generates a polished, 3-minute audio report for the CFO, summarizing the week's spending trends, highlighting outliers, and flagging risks.
So the financial report isn't a spreadsheet attached to an email. It's a morning briefing delivered directly to their ear.
And no human wrote it. The data processed itself, and then the content created itself.
That changes the value proposition entirely. You aren't selling document processing anymore. You are selling automated business intelligence.
It's a brave new world. If the grunt work creates itself, what are we supposed to do with all our free time?
I suppose we'll have to find something new to analyze.
I guess so. Thanks for this deep dive.
Anytime. Until the next one.